You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Live from the AfterBuzz TV studios and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. We'll get you all the latest news and gossip for South Park. If you'd like to call us, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for South Park.
First off,
wow, you guys really lost your budget. I just want to strangle the shit out of that announcer.
First off, wait. I have a question.
I don't want to do the announcer.
All right, well, everyone just shut up!
Oh my god,
this
that
is
totally
shit.
That totally works, by the way, when people scream.
Yes, just cut out their mics.
Oh yeah, just make it a Phil show.
Yeah, thanks, Bill O'Reilly.
All right, first off, if this is some sort of theme that the episode, it picked off exactly where it left off, you know, everything was shitty. Well, that is a shitty way to start my favorite podcast.
It sure is.
And shame on you, John Barrett. Shame on you, Michelle Macedo. And shame on you, Jack Waz. And shame on you, DJ Jesse Janity.
Why is that?
Speaking of a shitty way to start this podcast, I want to say, in memoriam, they took our jobs.
They took our jobs.
Oh, no.
They took our jobs.
Oh, no.
Our jobs.
And wait, by they, we mean cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
But can we talk about how, like, at least I know on Facebook, everyone sounded like they knew him.
Yeah, it was like Kim Jong-il dying. It was a cult of personality.
You guys are, of course, speaking of Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. Yes. Who, don't
For
get me wrong,
don't know.
Great American innovator, hell of a businessman, but...
Not my dad.
Yeah, Steve Jobs never rescued me from a submarine.
Like
your dad?
My dad
like,
did.
Like John's dad did. Because yeah. John's dad is a super cop.
That's right.
In New York City.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
John's dad was actually played by Jackie Chan in Rumble in the Bronx.
That is true.
No,
all right, guys.
Yeah.
Yep. His name was Jackie Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's a lot to live up to.
I know.
All right.
And
you know what's a lot to live up to?
What?
John Lovitz.
That's a lot to live
that
up to.
That fat fuck?
Wait, tell me the fat fuck. Where does he perform?
He performs at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, and so will AfterBuzz TV this Sunday, October 9th. Did you know that?
At the Universal City?
Yes, of course, Jack Waz.
Are
you familiar?
Universal City, that's a place where dreams come true.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay to go into the park. This is City Walk. It's a separate thing.
Oh, my God. That'd be so fun if we could do an AfterBuzz show. Can we like arrange it? Turn off that goddamn laugh track in Alien Sound.
Well, here's how we make it happen.
All right. Can we? Just once. I know. So the AfterBuzz show for Breaking Bad, right?
Yes, Breaking Bad.
Is happening at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk.
This Sunday, October 9th.
October 9th. But thinking sequel for this, can we do an AfterBuzz show from the Jurassic Park ride in the lower lot portion of the Universal Studios theme park?
You mean can you and I dress up as dinosaurs?
No. All right. Well, here's the point is, the more success that this has, the more we can make that reality.
Excellent.
Well, people will come to
so Phil,
hang out with
why don't you tell us about why don't you tell us about the thing on Sunday?
So Sunday, just we're gonna view the season finale live with our fans, and then we're gonna do an after show with the cast and crew from the show there.
Excellent. And, who's hosting this, Phil?
This is Maria Menounos of Extra, and
Excellent.
our own Maria Menounos. By the way, John, why don't you tell everyone about the book too? There's a book.
Oh, you mean this book?
Every Girl's Guide to Life.
John Lovitz's Every Girl's Guide to Life by Maria Menounos.
That's right. This earbook right here.
It's on the New York Times bestseller list. Honestly,
in my hands.
You guys, I read it. It's so good.
I read it too.
It inspired me to break up with my boyfriend and then get back together with him.
All right.
I learned that in 1990, John Lovitz faced a tumultuous time at Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he was on it.
He was. His main characters hadn't been doing that great, but he was just ready to turn it around.
Mm.
That's the kind of knowledge you can gain by reading John Lovitz's The Evergirl's Guide to Life by Maria Menounos.
There you go.
Available in paperback everywhere books are sold.
Yeah, you guys.
All right, guys. So, South Park, what are your thoughts? We you know, I forgot that we left on a pretty shitty note last season.
It's true. It's a total downer. Oh, yeah. Anytime you hear Stevie Nicks, that's always just a recipe for sad.
No.
The landslide brought.
So obviously, you guys, I made fun of. I know how to play that on guitar.
Wow, congratulations. You must have gone to a liberal arts college with an emphasis in performing arts.
You know what, Jack? I didn't. I went to Harvard University.
Right on.
For nice. Science.
All right,
by the
guys.
Really quick.
Anyway, South Park.
Yeah, go
really
ahead,
quick.
Jack.
Love their Terra Nova spoof.
I was going to say.
I'm really getting into that show because I love Lost and Jurassic Park and all
that
shit.
I know. It's good.
But I mean, just watching dinosaurs shitting out of their mouths. Yeah. Them. Like, if the show was that, if it was just people shitting on each other in the past, I would still watch it. Because Spielberg's behind it, and there's great CGI.
I would watch it because that concept sounds really funny to me.
I like the story.
And I love the Avatar guy going over the railing and shitting.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
He is a celebrated shitter.
Yes, he is.
And just the
mashup of all the stations, you know, Fox, NBC, CBS.
One of my favorite things to come from last episode and this episode now that I hope enters the lexicon is whatever, fuck you. That's a way of explaining how horrible something is. Like, yeah, it's fucking aliens or rock people. Fuck you.
Whatever, fuck you.
Well, speaking of explaining things, I figured we should definitely do this, and I will read the Wikipedia version of Asperger's syndrome.
Yeah, when does the meat come out of your asshole?
It says is an autism spectrum disorder that is characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction, blah blah, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interest. Not seeing the ass part yet.
Did you know that?
Let me tell you,
Dan Aykroyd.
I've read that page and there's no ass in it. It's just spelled with an A-S
A-S-P.
At the beginning.
Asperger.
You can see where a 10-year-old would get that confused.
Exactly.
Well, he does get confused, I think.
I'll say, speaking of Asperger's, did you know that the character Abed on Community was originally supposed to just represent Dan Harmon, who's the show's creator, but only later did he realize that Abed had autism, and so did he, because he had based the character around himself.
Fascinating.
That's an Indian dude, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. WTF,
I know,
Hollywood,
right?
You make the one Indian dude. My people have Asperger's.
I think he's Palestinian.
Oh, what?
Or do you mean Pakistani?
So you're super duper racist for assuming that all Browns are your people.
Did you guys see? Well, they are. And plus,
you know,
Pakistan, like he is.
Speaking of your people, the female species, did you ever have to get shots in your vagina?
Yeah. Tell me, Michelle, when you got the HPV vaccine, how did your vagina feel afterwards?
The vaccine, the test, okay, totally different. It's somewhat violating. It was not a pleasant experience.
Did you, like, stick an umbrella up, or?
Yes, Jack, an umbrella.
Just kind of spread it and take
they,
a peek?
Or is it more of a parasol? I'm gonna say more of what looked like a
cocktail umbrella.
Those are a little. That's too much wood. But I'm just gonna say it looked
all
like
right, if you don't want to give us the
slash
answer.
Tweezers. I'm getting hello.
All right, so tongs.
Hello. But when I'm saying the HPV vaccine was in my arm. The vaccine.
So is that
didn't
where your vagina
anything.
Is?
Do you mean the test?
No. As we learned from tonight's episode, the test is administered, or the vaccine is administered directly to the vagina.
Not true at all.
South Park lied to us?
I know. It's not true at all. At least for me, not true at all. I got the vaccine.
Maybe.
Now, Jack, when you got the HPV vaccine, did they put it in your vagina?
They sure did.
That's what I thought.
Now, I believe we might have advanced.
You went to a different gynecologist, let me tell you.
I know. Oh, Dr. Rothstein. did you know, actually, here's a fun fact, that oral cancer rates have gone up because oral sex is a much more accepted sexual practice now. So people that have HPV will just squirt all sorts of shit in their lover's mouths, and that's leading to an increase in oral cancer.
Interesting.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I learned that on the Huffington Post.
The more you
know. Good to know.
That is quite interesting.
Interesting.
So, John, how much has been squirted into your throat?
I mean...
Oh, God.
I mean, it's not a thing that I can, like, easily quantify, you know? Because, like, I'm not measuring it, you know? It's not like...
A few pints.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would say that.
Or more like quarts.
You don't have to answer that.
I mean, it's probably enough pints that you might as well just go by quarts, you know?
Oh.
You know?
All right.
You guys, very Question. Funny, but I don't know if you know what it tastes like.
I don't.
But I don't, certainly. But before you, you know, make it happen.
No, I actually don't understand what you just did.
Before you talk,
before I hum,
so funny.
Make sure I throw
so
change
funny.
At someone.
Make sure, before you talk about it, throw change at a homeless person.
So what you're saying is that I should climax in my own mouth.
Yeah.
In order to know what it's like to get
cancer. We've all seen the video from the one dude.
Oh, here's a fun fact. So we went to school with, can I say this on air? Fuck it, I'm going to anyway. So a guy we went to school with became famous in our dorms because he shot a self-sucking video.
And with the Ron Paul sticker behind him? Yep.
Scientifically referred to as autofellatio.
Autofellatio video.
Thank you.
Yet with a Ron Paul sticker behind him, which has really made me distrust the good doctor. So he has this video, just he's like, first of all, his dick is like, it's a big dick.
He does
surprise
have a pretty,
and it,
me.
And it yeah. curves. It curves like a fucking elephant tusk, just
oh,
like
God.
Just to the right. And so, like, this kid is super limber. So he has his legs. Every guy's tried to, let's be honest. If we could all suck our own dicks, species would die out.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Every male has tried to suck their own dick at one point.
Oh, so it's not even a weird... It's like,
no,
if you can,
I mean,
then
we're
good
just
for you.
Jealous that he can do it.
Yeah, that's basically
so.
What.
So in the video,
we're also mostly pissed that he has that impressive of a wiener.
For the listeners at home, I'm going to draw a diagram while I say this. So he's sucking and sucking and having a great old time, and then at the end, he holds it up to the camera. Jesse, can you tighten
up on
this?
I actually gagged when I saw this.
So he pulls out a little and squirts all over his own face. And then starts licking it up and looks straight in the camera with a "Daddy, do you love me?"
Jesse is laughing from in the booth. I love that.
You can look it up on the internet.
Yeah, it's on XTube. It's called Autofellatio. There's like 7 or 8 O's.
I almost threw up.
This is the same guy who was arrested in New Hampshire for jerking off outside a community center.
Really?
Yep. He was just hanging out in the bleachers outside of like a YMCA. Pants off, just jerking
off.
Has
this guy been diagnosed with Asperger's himself?
He probably.
Asperger's doesn't necessarily equal perversion.
He once fucked,
explain
two
Asperger's.
Asian boy twins.
What?
That's Asperger's
What
to
did
me.
You say?
He fucked two Asian boy twins.
Ew, at the same time?
Probably.
That's incest.
Story of Jack's life.
Does it count? Wait, did twins count as incest?
Yes.
It's not, no, I'm
still
sorry.
Siblings.
If it's incest, if it's gay incest, it doesn't count because two taboos cancel out.
Okay. I'm a twin. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I do now.
Did you not see the other one
didn't.
Of her that
he was
focusing
on other things?
I was
so
focusing on the show
and,
I had worked on.
And let
on.
Me tell you, after all the comments from wonderful men and considerate men. And
all right.
College men.
All right, I feel like we need to get back
listen,
on the show.
Listen, I need to say, shut the fuck up. Okay, listen.
Just turn off your mic.
Let me
seriously.
Just say,
Ashley,
please. Yes, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Speaking to John's mic.
Okay, out of all the guys that have said
All right, thank you, guys. So, back to the show itself. I got to say, what was your favorite parody, Jack, since you're the only one with a mic?
My Jesus, there's pens coming towards us.
Fuck you. Thank
why
you.
Did you throw more back?
Because Phil's a
this
dick.
This is fun to watch.
Great.
Fuck you. Dick.
Is my, oh, my
the
mic's
one
back
thing
on.
I freaking say and you turn it off.
What were we talking about? South Park. Right. So some
and
show happened.
In the grand scheme of things, we were talking about
a woman
South
had
Park.
An opinion. Oh my God, turn off the mic.
That wasn't it. It was just that it was we were getting off topic.
You guys are the most dysfunctional couple I know.
And it just continues.
I'm gonna just sure. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that.
All right, good.
It's not my problem that Phil's a total D-bag, and I'm awesome.
There's a reason he chooses to sit next to me, because right. I provide him with love.
That's right. Have we ever seen South Park parody The Matrix before? Because I feel like they have.
I don't think we have. The last parody we saw like this was Inception.
That's right.
And this just reminded me of how similar The Matrix was to Inception.
So good.
But yeah, so it was brilliant bringing Stan in. So Stan goes into the mental health clinic, and there's just a guy pissing everywhere. And what was the other guy before? Blowing bubbles out of his asshole, because why not? And so he gets in the room, and there's everyone with Asperger's. And as soon as the door closes, mom goes away, it turns into a Matrix parody. And everyone with Asperger's puts on their sunglasses and gets out their assault rifles and teach Stan that there's the truth, and that it's robots or aliens or rock people, whatever, fuck you. That are controlling the real world. And the only way to see through is to drink the serum, which is
Jameson.
Massive amounts of Jameson. John, the last time we drank that much Jameson, did you see
here's,
through to
here's
another?
The thing. We weren't drinking Jameson. I know it was St. Patrick's Day, but that's not what we were drinking.
It was Johnny Walker.
It was not blue.
No, it was Johnny Walker Black, and then Jack Daniels and some Bushmills.
And then the hospital.
Yeah, that was fun getting that text the next day.
Oh,
Jack,
no.
Why the fuck did I wake up in the hospital?
Oh, no.
You
what a good
son
friend.
Of a bitch.
Yeah. That was your body recovering from the truth.
Time Phil and I had Jameson, then we ended up on a plane. That's all I know, but...
Did you mean to get on a plane?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't personally, but Phil made sure that I got on the plane.
Aw,
that's adorable. So you guys have some redeeming features after all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Despite the pen throwing.
So massive amounts of Jameson. So Stan. So to deal with the real world, Stan becomes a drunk. All of us.
Like many people.
A lot of people do that. And so is that supposed to cure something, or that's just to deal with the real world?
It's just to bring him back to the way things were.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he becomes a drunk, slurry mess. And another just great quote. Kyle, fuck you. I love you. Seriously, you're a piece of shit. Fuck you.
That's typical of, you know how we always kind of just do the, hey, John, you're the best. You're the best. I swear. I like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's every male relationship.
Exactly. You get so emotional.
Phrase. Just, you're a piece of shit. I love you.
As evidenced by the multiple times that I have had a knife pulled on me by someone in this room.
Wait, Phil pull knives on you?
At what point did I pull knives on you?
At 62 Boylston.
All right.
Oh, no. We named the address.
Yeah,
I didn't name a city or
anything.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-oh.
Larry Emerson College. After Buzz endorses
oh,
this.
Shiznit.
Right on.
Rock and roll.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Yeah, now you all know where Phil lived 3 years ago.
Uh-oh.
There you go. What was hilarious to me? Okay, first off, we have to talk about the Wendy, right? That's her name.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kyle speaking, and just with the cutaway shot of the two kids. Oh, I just want to see him do it already.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I just want to see him screw and get over with. Yeah.
Have we seen those guys before?
Never seen them before, ever on the show.
I think they're younger though.
I think they're playing the audience.
Yeah, yeah. They're the they're like the Vinny of.
So as the audience, is that what you guys think when you see Wendy and Stan, is it?
No, it's Kyle.
No.
Oh, Kyle.
Wendy and Kyle.
No.
I'm sure
most people on 4chan do.
Well, duh. That's all people on 4chan.
What?
It's Rule 34 for you.
On what?
Do you know about Rule 34?
I mean, it's the people on B.
Yeah.
Not 4chan.
Who have
general.
Started a legitimate social movement.
What?
For those of you who don't know, so Occupy Wall Street, the protests that are currently going on in New York, going on in LA, Chicago, just all over the nation, started off from this group Anonymous, which has its roots on a website called 4chan, specifically a board called B. And B is just like
it's
what's
really,
a website
really,
called?
Really
4chan.
4chan.org.
How do you spell it? F-O-R?
No, I think it's just a numeral 4.
Yeah, 4chan.
And it's slash B.
Yeah, and it's the dregs of the internet. It's every meme you've ever heard of, from lolcats to ponies to fucking anything, came
started
from there.
Yeah.
And it's just, Two Girls, One Cup, Tub Girl, just every horrible terrible piece of shit human being on Earth loves this place.
Mm. And you do too.
I mean,
no. I used to lurk.
But anyway, back to Occupy Wall Street. So the group called Anonymous, the guys that, the hacktivist group. Mm. So they inhabit B, which is on 4chan. And they started Occupy Wall Street as pretty much a giant, they're all massive libertarians. Mm. And they started Occupy Wall Street as a big fuck you to pretty much any financial institution. But now it's a real thing. So it's going to be real interesting to see how this plays out. Were we talking about South Park at one point?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So about South Park.
So there's a duck that shits on people.
And it's the president.
Who was president. Duck president.
Duck president.
Okay. What was the statement there? Because I thought it was supposed to be Obama. Then obviously at the end, Obama comes back into office.
Well, I mean, the duck was in the last one, too. It's just a duck quacking shit on people.
It's probably just saying that Obama came in and then was a quack and then came back in.
No, but the last episode the duck was just there. So I think it's just the duck is just the personification of just everything shitty.
Yeah.
Is the Aflac duck.
And that's what's going on right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now Stan's having a hangover.
As we're watching in the studio. For me I was so nervous, not in a bad way, but when Kyle said, you know what, I've just come to accept the fact and whatever happens, happens. And that's when Cartman exactly comes out with his Asperger's.
And
I was just, I don't know, my mind went to so many weird places that I'm not even going to say half of them. But I think they handled that well because it could have gone many directions.
The Asperger's?
Yes.
I think it was pretty brilliant. I mean, they got the original joke out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then just built it. Like right now we're watching the studio, the scene like straight out of Zoolander, all the shadowy fast food tycoons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what's the line? It's, I need to know an alien chicken sniper has, there's an alien chicken sniper on me.
Yeah. The aliens have a chicken sniper on my head.
That's
or
it.
Something like that.
Because the Chick-fil-A mascot is trying to
kill him.
Figure
That's
out.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, all right, question. How did no one else really kind of figure this out? Because as Cartman's heading into the secret flavor room, he's carrying it in his pants.
Yeah, it looks like he's just taking a bunch of burger-shaped shits.
That's disgusting.
You know, it's...
That's what makes it funny.
It's just one of those things.
It's not... It could be funny without being disgusting.
I'm actually surprised that it goes against Cartman's baser instincts to the second Kyle takes a bite of the burger to
not tell him exactly
tell him,
what it is.
Yeah, to tell him that his farts were on the burger.
You're right. You're right. That makes it's that
really
is a
gross.
Good.
That
is
yeah,
a
but
good
I feel like his higher ego because at that moment Kyle said, "You know what? These are good." So I think his ego, in the sense of like, "Wow, you know what?" That overpowered the necessity to say, hey, I got you.
I think maybe Cartman was changing, but now, as we know, nothing can change because they're on the air for three more seasons.
And a landslide brought it down.
That was a great reversal of last season.
I still haven't seen any last season.
Well, at the end of last season, that song plays while Stan's parents, you know, they get divorced and they move all the stuff out. So it's the exact opposite. This is the reverse shots of everything from last season, and they all have smiles.
Yeah. It was, again, last season was very much a downer, so I liked how they kind of solved it. And, you know, you guys probably weren't here for this, but I was speaking with one of our co-hosts, John Comerford, and he kind of knows them through a connection, and he was saying, you know what, when Trey and Matt wrote that, they didn't expect as much backlash as they did. As they had taken, and you know, they obviously knew they had to get out of it, and so they actually liked the challenge of being able to come back to it and say, you know what, we'll get out of this. It's not bad.
It's pretty. You know, it's a very clever episode. They're able to bring the status quo back to normal, which is, you know, what happens every week on TV comedy. But yeah, the fact that they even started with things as they were at the end of last season,
yeah,
was like a testament to their writing skills.
Yeah. For true.
Hey, whatever happened to Bucky Larson?
Oh my god, he just went on a huge rant about it.
Really?
Yeah, Nick Swardson, because it's, you know, horrible.
Bucky Larson?
Yeah.
It opened number 15 when, on its opening week. It made 1.5 million. It was an average of 8 people.
Yeah.
A screen.
He just went on a rant about how the entire history of film criticism is stupid. And film critics are just stupid for not liking Bucky Larson. They went in there thinking they were going to like it. They weren't going to like it. And it's their own stupid fault. And that, how can you compare a movie like, I forget what he listed. He listed Avatar. I know that.
Oh, God.
He just rattled off.
I like to think that Bucky Larson was the Avatar of Happy Madison Avatar, films.
Yeah, but I read the AV Club news piece about it, so it was pretty snarky. They were just like, because what's the point of comparing or looking at a piece of film in the entire history of cinema? Like, obviously you can't do that because it's a dumb idea.
I'm sure they said it a lot better than you.
Yeah, I'm pretty much half retarded right now. So yeah.
It's a shame because Nick Swartzen's funny as hell. Stand-up is pretty great. Nick Swartzen's Pretend Time's a great fucking show. If you guys don't watch that, definitely check it out.
Also, a movie about porn stars in 2011. Like, the idea of a porn star has been...
Matt and Trey did this back in 1997.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was called Orgasmo, and it was Bucky Larson meets Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as hilarious as that sounds.
Right, and there aren't porn stars anymore is the other thing. Like, with the age of streaming porn, you know...
There are people that show up more than once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know.
Yes, it's not like the glory days of porn with your Ron Jeremy's and your Jenna Jameson's.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Sasha Grey, but now she's all arty and wants to star in Soderbergh pictures and proves on Entourage she can't fucking act her way out of a paper box.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Well, speaking of other tie-ins to TV shows and movies, where we leave off is the kind of big reveal that on the radio, the shitty TV show and movie was indeed Dolphin Tale and Two and a Half Men with Ashton Kutcher.
Which are both actually shitty
things. Is that
bad? Right?
So. Was the Two and a Half Men with Ashton Kutcher really bad?
Well, AV Club gave it a D plus. No, it's gotten... The ratings for that show are insane.
Yeah.
Like, Two and a Half Men is still the most popular show on television. If you watch it, fucking don't. But it's...
You know what's always interesting? You always ask, like, it's the number one show, but you always ask, like, hey, do you watch it?
No.
No one watches it.
Because no one you talk to lives between Los Angeles and New York.
It's not just that. CBS hasn't programmed for anyone under the age of 35 ever.
Yeah, that's
really
a good point.
So everyone, like, our parents, like, you know, I have a lot of people my parents' age who fucking love the show. They think it's the funniest, just like, oh, it's so racy, it's so dirty. But, you know, like, for us, a generation that's been raised on shows like that, better, it's just, it doesn't appeal to us. It's why no one our age will watch a Maldi Cam show.
I mean, just listen to our podcast right now. We're talking about vaginas. What we're raised on.
HPV, so exactly.
Yeah.
We were raised on HPV.
Yeah, this is the show that raised and The Simpsons raised us. So there's a reason we don't watch Two and a Half Men.
The Simpsons.
All right,
Simpsons.
Jess, I feel like that's a note we had to have left on, but we didn't. Jack, one more time. And then
Jesse, play the fucking commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Yeah, why not?
Stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like...
What's happening right now in my earballs?
Apparently, we are trying to make the shittiest podcast, and our goal is, by the end, make it somehow cohesive.
I think, John, you should just take a dump on the desk.
I just did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Well,
so
the unfortunate
show is this.
Your animals.
We're on predictions
now. We're on
to
the part where the guy gets a face full.
Oh, God damn it. I forgot you drew that.
You guys, is there anything else that you would say to recap the episode? Anything else?
No, I'll give predictions. And now, but you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
The unfortunate part is we didn't get a preview because the DVR cut off. We didn't even know if we saw the full episode.
Yeah, do you have DirecTV?
Yeah.
Yeah, bunch of bastards. Not as bad as those assholes at AT&T, let me tell you.
Oh, God.
Bunch of cocksuckers.
Those are the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Oh, I agree. Feel so
however,
so
it
so
does,
to hear that.
They do reflect the views of all four of us, I think.
Yeah,
I'm just
gonna
go on. I could say they reflect Jack.
I also reflect Jack.
Yeah. There we go.
I hate
so predictions.
What episode would we like to see?
What episodes? Well, let's see. You know, everything they do is pretty much ripped from the headlines. So I imagine there's going to be some sort of Steve Jobs, at least a joke next week.
Oh, for sure.
Because they can't pass up something that tasteless.
Oh, definitely.
Especially when they have the phrase, they took our jobs, so ingrained in South Park culture.
Oh, no.
And especially since...
the centipad.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
Also...
You gotta do that.
Also, it's just rife for some sort of Steve Jobs... Occupy Wall Street combo joke.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Occupy Wall Street, I could see something happening.
It's too easy.
Anything with the Republican primary, you know, we know they love politics.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to think. What else could you see?
I saw an interview with them recently, but it wasn't really anything different than any other interview they've had.
For those of you,
they said, for example, the woman asks, like, is there anything that you wouldn't do or you wouldn't make fun of? And they said, no. And they had a film that they made while they were in college in Colorado.
Cannibal the Musical?
Maybe. But they took it to the Sundance Film Festival, but they stood outside everyone else who got chosen and had, like, a special party in their hotel room. Obviously, they weren't chosen for that film.
That was it wasn't chosen there, but it went to Slam Dance. I think it was one of the first big Slam Dance hits.
Oh, really?
So it was called Alfred Pecker, also known as Cannibal the Musical. And it's a bloodbath of a musical comedy. And the first time I ever watched it was on an airplane in my laptop, sitting next to a delightful Midwestern couple who thought I was a fucking maniac.
As they do.
It's a great movie. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, it definitely should.
It shows where Book of Mormon came from.
Word up.
Again. And this Sunday for these guys, they're having their South Park special.
They are, but make sure you DVR that because this Sunday...
You're going to want to be at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. That is correct, Jack.
I'm John.
And he's Jack, and you're Michelle Macedo, and I'm Phil Svitek, and that has been our podcast. So, DJ Jesse Janity, take us out of here.
God, that's...
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
But what?
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Landslide.
Landslide.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
My reflection in snow-covered hay.